Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Excited to have you join us as we kick off another amazing series this week. First of all, I hope to see you tomorrow at our Coffee and Books event on August 17th from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you get to meet authors Misty Embeller and Jody Basie and enjoy a fun Q&A session with them. This is a free event, but you will need to register to save your spot. And there is a link to register in the blog post for this episode, or you can register at literaryescape.com/events. I'm also participating in two ebook giveaways this month. All books are historical romance, but not all are Christian romance, so just keep that in mind as you look through the available books. And links to each of these giveaways are listed in the blog post for this episode. And you will find the first 9 chapters of Unwavering Faith available for you there. If you are an author of historical Christian romance, then I encourage you to connect with authors in your genre through HCRW. HCRW is our writers group for historical Christian romance authors. We offer community, connection, critiquing, and training. Memberships start at just $3 a month. Visit literaryescape.com/HCRW to learn more. And next week, I will have a big announcement, one that many have been waiting for and you do not want to miss. So be sure to tune in to next Friday's episode and sign up for our newsletter to be among the first to hear this exciting announcement. All right, let's get into this week's episode as Jessica and I dig in and discuss Julie Lessman's book, Love at Any Cost. He's looking to take care of his family. She's looking to take care of her heart. Trouble is, love's looking to take care of them both. Cassidy McClare is a spunky Texas oil heiress without a fortune who would just as soon hogtie a man as look at him. Jilted by a fortune hunter, Cassidy travels west hoping a summer visit with her wealthy cousins in San Francisco will help her forget her heartache. But no sooner is she settled in beautiful California than Jamie McKenna, a handsome pauper looking to marry well, captures her heart. Can love prevail when Jamie discovers that Cassidy is poorer than he is? And can Cassidy ever learn to fully trust her heart to a man? My tongue is a little tied this morning.
Yes.
So we're trying something a little different, too, with discussion. Normally, I give a whole list of questions that we go through. And this time, we're just kind of going to share our thoughts and just talk about the book.
Okay.
So this Love at Any Cost is the first book in Julie Lessman's Heart of San Francisco series. And it features Jamie and Cassidy. So What were your thoughts on that relationship as it developed from beginning to end?
It was a little violent.
You think so?
Maybe.
I mean, it was a lot of tension at the beginning because she wants nothing to do with the man.
Yeah.
And here he's this charming. He's really going for her.
Yes. And they're trying with the friendship thing.
Yeah, she wants to keep him in the friend zone.
Yeah, and it's a struggle.
It is. What did you think about the parameters when she finally said, okay, let's date. We'll try this whole courting thing. but she put parameters on him before she would allow him to officially court her. What did you think about that? Like, he had to go to church with his family and then with hers.
I thought that was a lot. Like, maybe he could have just gone to one, mm-hmm. you know? I thought the parameters were a good idea because it kind of really showed, like, are you really serious? Do you really want to commit to this? Mm-hmm. But both of them was a lot. And then I thought the reading.
Yes.
That might have been a little
over. Can't remember the book now.
I know. I can't remember it
but
now.
Yeah. He had to do readings with her. And yes. Yeah. And then there was no touching, no kissing.
I think they could hold hands, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They could hold hands, but they couldn't kiss until.
Yeah.
But she put that in place because she said, I know if I let him kiss me, I will fall. Like, I will give my heart to him. And I've already had it broken once. I don't want it broken again.
Yeah.
But there's also this motive behind Jamie, which, you know, from the beginning, he wants to marry someone wealthy.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get his mom and sister up out of the
Barbary Coast.
Barbary Coast. Yeah. Yep. And his sister also needs a surgery.
Yes.
And so he's looking for wealthy connections.
And that's the only way he thinks he can do that. Mm-hmm. Is by marrying up somebody wealthy. Even if he doesn't really love the person, mm-hmm. he's willing to sacrifice love just to be able to help his mom and sister.
Yeah. Which, you know, at first you think, oh, what? That's so noble.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you're like, no, it's not. That's so bad.
Yeah, because you're going to have a miserable life.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be happy or anything. So
that tension plays throughout.
Yeah.
And it comes to a head, obviously, and it's not very pretty when it does.
No, it's not. It's not.
But man, I love the way he flirts with her.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man. Yes. I love it. And her lasso.
Oh, yes. That's funny. Like with her cousin referencing to it. It's funny. Yeah.
And she has like a stuffed cow, doesn't she? That she's always like, if she's up. Didn't she have a stuffed ant? No, I'm sorry. The cousin had a
teddy bear or something in there
that she lassoed in the room. But she sleeps with her lasso.
Yes, she does. She sleeps with it. And her cousin says it smells horrible and doesn't know why she brings it. I don't know why she sleeps with the lasso.
It's interesting. Their whole relationship's pretty humorous, though, I think. I loved, too, when they were playing
pool.
Well, they played Marco Polo in the pool.
Oh, yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
And then I can't remember what they called the game, but it was like midnight and they were hiding. Maybe it was just hide and seek. And Blake told Jamie where Cassidy likes to hide.
Yes,
and he snuck in there and she was like, what are you doing?
Yes, I remember that. I remember that. Yes.
And then Blake's like, finish up and then Jamie, they're coming.
But I like their pool games. She's good.
Oh,
Yeah.
Because supposedly Jamie's supposed to be like their best pool player and he's a boxer.
Yeah, he's a boxer at the
Ollie
Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But her dad's really good. And her dad is the one that taught her.
Yeah.
And then she did that move where she won it in like one hit or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to learn that. But then he gets a little fresh while she's trying to teach him. She's like.
Yeah. He's trying to use it as, but I need to be able to.
I have to be close.
So I can see how you're, you know, doing it. But it's, yeah.
She's like, you can back up, son.
Yes.
So they're pretty hilarious throughout. And then there's so many relationships, I think, within the book. So then you have Blake, Jamie and Bram and Logan. Right. So Logan is the uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the partner in the firm, the law firm.
Yes.
And then Jamie, Blake, and Bram went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like the associate lawyers. I don't know
like
how all that works.
Junior associates or something like that.
That work under Logan. But these guys are so close. They're mm-hmm. like brothers, mm-hmm. you know, and Logan is like a father figure for them. Mm-hmm. Which we'll talk about Logan in a little bit because he's an interesting character too.
Yes.
But what did you think about that dynamic?
I thought they were really good for each other because they were really supportive. Mm-hmm. You know, they were there for each other. Like if one had an issue or something, they were hilarious too together.
Oh yeah. The way they picked on each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, Bram was always sleeping, like had his feet propped up on his desk. Jamie would go in there.
Oh, yeah. Or Blake.
Was it Blake?
Which one was it? Bram is like, they call him Padre because.
Yes.
And he did at one point consider becoming
a past
priest.
A priest.
Yes. Yeah. But he's the one that's always like, okay, should we really be doing, boys?
You know? Blake is the rake.
Yes, because he is with women all the
time. He's a womanizer. Yes. Mm-hmm. And,
See, Jamie and Blake drinks. They reference that too. Yeah. So he's just like a playboy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot like his uncle Logan.
Yeah.
And then Jamie's kind of like somewhere in the middle.
He drinks Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
That's his
drink. He won't touch alcohol because of his dad.
Yes. Because of his dad. Yes.
He was a drunk and he used to. Did he beat on them? I can't remember. He drank away his paycheck all the time.
Yeah.
Or drank away his paycheck all the time. And then died early.
Yeah. And it's briefly talked about in the beginning, and I can't remember for sure what they said. But yes. Yeah. And like Bram is ginger ale or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah. And Jamie won't sleep around either.
No. He might be like a flirt.
Yes.
But he doesn't sleep around.
Because of what happened with his mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everything that goes down in the Barbary Coast, which was interesting because he's still like he wants to pull them up and out of there, which he did a little bit. Like they're not down.
But
he still goes and delivers his mom and his sister make clothes for those ladies that are stuck down there and their kids. And he goes and delivers all the time for them. And then at one point he had an altercation with one of the, like he beat that guy up because he was beating on
one of the girls that he was making the delivery to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of great qualities and morals, but he's, I don't know how you even say he does have this bad boy complex.
Yes.
But he has certain rules. He won't drink because of his past experience and he won't sleep around because of what
his mom went through. Yeah.
So,
but he still pushes the.
Though. Yeah. And he doesn't start off with a solid faith in God. Basically, he's like, well, I believe he exists, but he's not looking out for me and my family. That's my job. It's solely on me.
Yeah. And he thinks he's solely responsible for his mom and sister for everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all, which is why he's willing to give up love and marry someone with money.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, let's just talk real quick about Jamie's mother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you think about that family dynamic?
Jamie was so sweet with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad for him for blaming himself.
Yeah.
And he's so caring about his mother. Like he just wants to make sure they're happy, healthy, and safe. And that they're his top priority.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really sweet, you know.
Yeah. I loved how he looked out for him. I also love how his sister in the end points out that you're trying to be God and you can't.
Yeah.
You need to let God be God. And that's the conversation that tips him over the edge where he's like, okay, he finally just like has his come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
What I like to call
Yes. Yes.
And says, okay, it's in your hands, Lord. And there's several twists that happen. But before we talk about those twists.
Yes.
Jamie's mom is going to play a significant role throughout the rest of the series, really. She's one of those side characters. She's mm-hmm. not a point of view character, but she plays a big role in this one. But even throughout the series, yes. she pops in and out. And it's interesting, the yes. whole dynamic, yeah. which we'll get to that. But before we get to that, so we have Cassidy and Jamie. They're our main love story.
Yeah.
But then we have Logan, who is Blake's actual uncle.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, and then Blake's siblings. He's yes. got two sisters, which we'll learn more about them later.
Three sisters.
And then you have Caitlin, who is the aunt, mm-hmm. which is Blake's mom.
Yes.
Okay. So she would be the sister-in-law to Logan.
Yes.
Okay. Now, their history is yes. very interesting.
It is very interesting.
But Logan and Kate's history.
Yes.
So let's just talk about their history real quick. And what did you think about their past relationship, her marrying his brother? What were your thoughts on all that?
I felt bad for the past relationship with Logan. She was mm-hmm. hurt really bad. So, but with her marrying his brother, Liam, I don't think she was really in love with him. It was more of I came to her to help her through the hurt as a friend, and then it just kind of developed. But it was, when she talks about it, it's more like a friendship that kind of developed deeper over time. But mm-hmm. I don't, she was.
But that passion piece never seemed to be there.
No, did no, it? No, not with the way it would have been with Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way it is.
The way it is. Yeah.
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 And she keeps him at bay throughout the entire, the love at any cost. She yeah. is like, absolutely yeah. not. It's been like 3 years since yeah. her, since Liam died.
Yes.
And he really wants to start that relationship mm-hmm. back up. But he also hasn't changed his ways very much nope. either. And no. she knows it. And that, and it's his ways that lost is the reason why they broke it off mm-hmm. in the first place. Because they were engaged.
Yes.
Then he had an affair during their engagement. They broke it off. And then that's when Liam came in. Mm-hmm. And he just really had a heart for God, which is what she was looking for. Someone else mm-hmm. who had a heart for God like her. But you're right. It seemed more like a friendship partnership mm-hmm. Than anything. But they had 4 kids together.
Yes, they did.
Before he passed away. And then Logan's kind of come in and he's uncle, but he's taken over that father role. I mm-hmm. love his interactions with yes. the kids.
Coming and eating dinner and yeah, playing. I love that. Like, yeah. you know, that
and
was
how
sweet.
Protective he is of all of them. Like, uber protective.
Yeah, because he knows their dad's not there. So he feels like I need to be, mm-hmm. you know, especially with his nieces. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Logan will mature even more over yeah, time, yeah. but he's also known as the most eligible bachelor in the area. He's handsome. All the women love him.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
so he's not, he's like Blake. He's not short on supplies of in the women area, a yeah. woman area, you know, yeah. yeah. lots of women waiting yes, to yes. be with him. So there's not really a whole lot more to their relationship in this book.
No, it's just
you it's learn just, about their past and
how she wants to keep it as just a friendship.
Yes.
Your Uncle Logan, mm-hmm. you're more than welcome to come over and have dinner however many times. But
yes. And she really appreciates his.
Yeah.
Like how active he is with the family yes. and his participation.
And his
with
support.
Them.
He really supports her on things like
cleaning up the coast.
Yeah. Clean up the coast or just needing help with something. He's there for her, you know, mm-hmm. in that way.
And did you notice he's the first person she generally turns to.
Yes.
When she needs something.
Yeah.
But her cook is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping we'd bring her up.
Because she does not like Logan no. because of what he did to her in the past. The yes. way he hurt her before.
She was like Caitlin's nanny or something growing yeah. up in the house. So she mm-hmm. she knew about all that. It's hilarious because like Oh, like there'll be pie that one time. Oh, sorry, ran out. You don't get a piece. You know, like,
I know.
Or won't fill his cup with tea or water or something. That and the butler.
Oh my word.
I'm trying to picture
Hadley.
This. Yeah.
He is like, I do have a really good picture of him in my mind because he's like deaf. And so when they say, could you do this, Hadley? And it's something different.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to?
Like she said something. Oh, what said something? He brought out like green beans.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
So they have to yell at him and he's like, oh, okay. And he takes it so easily. Oh, okay. And he just.
I know. It's those two are great side characters.
Yes, they are. And the bird.
Oh, yes.
The bird is hilarious. Mrs. B.
Andy up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Blake's a rat.
Yeah. Blake's a cheater.
Yep. So, they teach him all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So what did you think about all those family dinners and outings that they do?
I think it's fun. I like that they spent that much time together as a family. Because you think Logan's single. He's a high-profile lawyer. He didn't have to come over and do all that. Oh. And invite him over to his Napa estate and all that. So I really like the family time that they spent together.
I think it really helped you feel like part of the family, too. And really get a sense for how close they were as a family. Because growing up, I always considered our family close.
Yeah.
But we don't even get together that often.
Not
or
anymore.
Do that much.
No.
And as we've gotten older, it's even fewer times in between. Christmas. We do the holidays.
Yeah.
But these are like weekly.
I think he comes over like 3 nights a week and then probably does stuff on the weekends. They were constantly doing something. And I think I want to learn how to play. What was it? Caitlin and Logan played cribbage.
Yes.
I don't know.
And they played pinochle. But I think cribbage was there.
Cribbage was theirs. Pinochle was another one Cassie was really good at.
Yeah. And they played chess.
Chess was Bram and Meg's thing.
Yes.
But cribbage, I didn't realize you played with cards.
Did.
Yeah.
I've never played that before.
No, me
or
neither.
Pinochle. And they did. What was the other one?
Pool.
Charades?
Charades.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a big one.
Yes, that was enough. And then their outside games were croquet. And then they played, what was it, baseball?
And yes. The
one, that sounds hilarious.
We'll get into that one.
Yes.
We used to play croquet with Big Mama and Papa all the time.
Yes, we played croquet a lot.
I have Grandma and Grandpa's croquet set.
We should get it out sometime.
I did get it out when I had all the nieces and nephews. Remember when I used to do a girls' night, a boys' night, and then sometimes I'd take them all? Which, by the way, we have 14 nieces and nephews. Now, I never had all 14 at once, though.
No.
It's a lot. And maybe that's why no one has a large space to bring everyone together.
No, you don't.
Like even grandma's house, it's tight.
It is.
When
I mean,
you bring
it's
everybody
bigger,
in.
But it's still tight. And there's only one bathroom.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
But I did pull out the croquet set. And we just did a simple, I didn't set it up to regulation rules, but we just played a simple round. The kids loved it. And I was like,
I haven't played it for so long.
Yeah. Our yard is also not smooth. So it's
kind of hard to play.
It's like bumpy, but I really enjoyed all those dinners and makes me want to maybe we can start some new traditions.
Yes.
The other thing is we don't live by any family. Because mom and dad, dad had to move.
We're
from where I'm at, we're 3 hours away.
Yeah.
From any cousins.
Yeah. It's just
aunts,
us siblings.
Uncles, grandparents. Yeah. It's just us up here. But we could do stuff with just us.
Yeah. I thought about that when I was reading the book, how much, we used to get together Sundays after church at mom and dad's. But maybe we can do something different,
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Julie's inspired us here.
Yes,
with her
she has.
Family times here. Okay. So now let's talk about some twists in the story.
Okay.
All right. There are two twists, and I will say spoiler alert right now. If you haven't read it, you may want to pause and not listen to this part. We'll try to talk around it, not give it all the details away, but they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you find out early on that Kate split up with Logan before they got married because he had an affair.
Yes.
Then Jamie goes through this battle with Cassidy and finally decides, I'm not going to give up love for money. Mm-hmm. He tells his mom, I'm going to marry Cassidy McClare. She drops her mug of coffee on the floor and it crashes.
And mind you, this is after in the hospital.
In the hospital.
After his sister's had the surgery.
Yes. And she says, you can't.
Yeah. How much do we want to reveal?
I know, because the next scene is...
I let me tell you, I was shocked. I did not see these two twists coming.
No.
At all. I did not see them coming at all. It's not...
It's hard to talk about without.
I want to talk about some good things that did come out of it or had happened, but I don't know how to say it without.
But those that come out, well, one comes out here. There's lots of things. Okay, I think we're just gonna have to say it. So if you haven't read it, stop right now. Stop listening.
Yes,
and go read it.
Yes.
So we're gonna have to do it. Logan had an affair with Jamie's mom, and Logan is Jamie's dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I first read that, I was like, no way.
I did not see that coming.
Okay. And so you want to share some of the good things that come out of it?
Well, he confronted his dad about it, and he was mad he's like, you've watched me scrape by. You've watched my parents, my mom and my sister living. But then as they talk, you realize like he introduced him to Blake and Bram. Mm-hmm. He got him a job at
the Ollie Club.
But that other place where his mom is still working.
The Ollie Club. They both work there, don't they?
That was Dusty's or something.
Oh, Duffy's.
Duffy's. Okay, so he worked there at Duffy's and he got him into the Ollie Club. And he won him like a scholarship for college. So in the background, he was helping Jamie, but not by coming out
and claiming him.
So, I mean, there was some good that Logan did in that part because he could have just...
He also plays a role in getting the surgery for Jamie's sister.
Yes. And that is shocking that I find out what he did when Logan goes to sign the papers to take his sister home.
Well, when Jamie went to sign papers.
Jamie. And the nurse there kind of spilled the beans, I guess, on that, which was really, you know, even though Logan is a major womanizer and everything, I think he has a good heart, especially for his family.
Yeah.
And wanting to help people.
But initially, he didn't believe.
No.
He didn't believe that that was his son.
No,
he didn't. Until he saw him when he was like 12. 12, somewhere there.
But even though he didn't believe it was his son, he still paid his mom money till she got married.
Yeah.
Even though it was supported.
Yes. And he still doesn't come out and tell anyone beyond Cassidy, her parents, that Logan's his son. Like, he doesn't tell Kate.
He doesn't tell Cassidy's parents either.
I thought he did right before they got married.
Oh, yeah. But that happens in the
episode. That happens later. But there's a reason behind it.
Yes.
And it's on. And at first I'm like, why wouldn't you just do that? Now, at first you think those are selfish reasons on his part. And I would say that probably selfish reasons were in the mix. But he was also trying to protect Jamie's mom.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Oh. That was a big twist. And then, so then at that point, you're like, oh my word. So they can't get married because they're first cousins.
Yeah. And then that, okay. So I was reading that and I found out, I'm like, ew, gross. You were making out with your cousin. That's so gross. And I think it grossed him out too. He was like,
oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, you let me fall in love with my cousin.
Yes. Yes.
But then yeah. comes the next twist.
Yes.
I did not see it coming because I kept thinking, how's she going to make this right?
Because, you know, I kept thinking she's going to make it right. She's not going to leave it to the, you know. But I didn't see that one coming either.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't either.
Yeah. Well, you want to
leave that one because yeah, there's not as much that plays a big part yeah. out of that one
yeah.
into the rest of it. So we'll leave that. To that. There's a couple of oh my word, there goes my tongue again. There's a couple nuggets of truth or wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see these play out throughout the whole series. And mm-hmm. I know this is something I think Julie likes to weave into everything. Mm-hmm. But one is waiting for a man who loves God like she does. I think it's on page 90. I think that's a conversation between Caitlin and Cassidy.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes.
Because, you know, they've both had their hearts broken. Of course, it's aunt talking to niece, you know, mm-hmm. but Caitlin had hers broken by Logan, who wasn't faithful through the engagement. Mm-hmm. Right. And then Cassidy had her heart broken to a guy that didn't keep his engagement to mm-hmm. her either because he was searching for money and found out she didn't have money.
Right. Right.
And so I just think that's such solid advice. We're not supposed to be unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
It says so in the Bible, mm-hmm. but also just waiting for that, a man of God. I think Tiff and I said this probably during a discussion when you weren't with us, but we just said that men of God make the best husbands mm-hmm. ever. So they're definitely worth the wait. And then doing things God's way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Logan. Was that Logan coming to this realization of I need to just do things?
Yeah, way? Because his timing isn't always your timing. So, you know, a lot of times people are like, I don't want to wait. I want it now. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was between Bram and Jamie.
Oh, okay.
Because so tell me, Mac. Because they call him Matt, because his last name's McKenna.
Yeah.
Do you love your sister? Bram asked quietly. What kind of stupid question is that, Hughes? I'd give my life for my sister. A scowl tainted Jamie's lips. Blasted? I am giving my life for my sister. So this is that conversation about, mm-hmm. are you going to, you're going to give up love to get money?
Yeah.
Basically. Bram sighed and leaned back in his chair. Then it's no different with God. He loves you and he loves Jess so much that he gave his life for you both. If you want the very best for your sister, Mac, then do it his way, not yours. And his way says to commit your way unto him, trust him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Okay.
That's where that one was at.
Yeah.
Okay. But there is a moment, I think maybe it's in a different book where I think it might be in the last book in the series where Logan finally like lays it down.
Yes.
Which comes out of a conversation with Bram as well. Bram is our solid faith man.
Yes, he is.
But when we get to his story, he has his struggles too.
Yes, he does.
So, and then page 342, that is the conversation with Jamie and his sister. Mm-hmm. I loved his sister. What a sweet
young
lady.
And the nickname she has for Jamie.
Yes, I can't remember. What does she call
it? It's Jammy.
Jammy. Yeah, she calls him Jammy. But they have such a sweet relationship, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's talking about, like, I'm not really worried about whether I get this surgery or not. It'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, she said, she's preparing for a miracle. And he shook his head and backed away and said, I can't, Jess. This is too important for blind faith. Because she's trying to say, just let God work out mm-hmm. a miracle here. Mm-hmm. It'll be all right. And then she said, it's only blind to those who don't believe, Jamie. But once we lay our will down for God's, it's amazing just how much we can suddenly see. Some say seeing is believing, but faith says believing is seeing. She tilted her head. Will you do that for me? Will you merge your faith with Mama's and mine? And then, of course, there's a struggle. He's like, I can't because I don't have faith. And she goes back and forth with him. She does say right there, promise me, Jammy.
Yeah, promise me.
You'll
yes.
lay your will down for God so he can bring us the miracle we also desperately need. Oh, that's where she goes. His breath caught at the twine of Jess' fingers in his. Let go, Jamie, and let God be God, she whispered, the trace of an imp in her smile. He does it so much better than you. And that is so true.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So true. I've also been listening to the audiobook of If God Is So Good by Randy Alcorn, mm-hmm. which talks about you know how a lot of people are like, well, if God's so good, why does he let bad things happen?
Right.
And that kind of plays out in here. And now his is a nonfiction. It's looking at the theology and, you know, all mm-hmm. of the stuff behind it. It's been really like eye opening because sometimes we do get trapped like Jamie.
Yeah.
Well, if God was so good, he would be looking out for us already. And he hasn't been. So it's on me. I'm just going to take care of it myself. You
right,
know,
right, right.
He finally lets go and amazing things happened to him when mm-hmm. he did.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I just love those little nuggets of truth they put
yes.
in there.
Yes.
Anything else you want to talk about from the book?
I think that's about it. I think we covered
okay,
everything.
Yeah, it was good. It was hard to put down.
Yes, it was. It was.
So how would you rate the following elements then of love at any cost? What is the mystery level you think? I'd probably say espresso because there's not like a mystery going on the whole time.
Is that the lowest?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say espresso.
What about drama? I say latte. Well, maybe mocha in this one.
Yeah.
She's good at writing drama in her books, but I think the drama explodes. Oh, I don't know.
They've all got a lot of drama.
I'm going to say I'll put mocha/latte.
Yeah.
How about suspense? That's
espresso.
Yeah, there really wasn't suspense there. Romance?
Mocha.
You'd go mocha?
I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of heat in there. I'll go mocha/latte. I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
How about inspiration? I always put latte for her because it seems like every conversation, there's something woven in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Some nugget of truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would your overall rating, lasso rating of Love at Any Cost be?
I can't remember the highest.
Three?
A three, yeah.
Yeah. Were you hooked in Hogtied?
Yes. I couldn't put them down. They were good. I really, really enjoyed them.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that ends our discussion on Love at Any Cost. And then next week we will read Dare to Love Again. Not read. I'm sorry. We'll discuss Dare to Love Again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.